Humanity and economics. When we think of the word humanity, usually we look to those outside of ourselves. We think about how we can help others and this planet to become a more harmonious place for everyone, including our people, our animals, and the environment. Back in 2018, I took a trip to Singapore, and while there I attended an event called the Conscious Festival, hosted by a much-needed movement named Green is the New Black. The festival was a weekend of talks, panel discussions, and pavilions of businesses that are eco-centered and making sure that they're doing their part in making good business decisions to operate in a sustainable way. After living in my Bali bubble for a number of years, experimenting with creating a life out of the matrix, to hear corporate representatives from companies such as Google and Nike finally sitting up there on stage at such an event, sharing their new policies being implemented to become more sustainable and conscious in their business decisions, was a huge relief. I was excited and thought to myself, finally, they're getting it. I then waited for the conversation to start about shifting the consciousness of the people who worked inside of those companies, enabling them to then take on these new habits. But that conversation never came. Just because a company has a policy doesn't mean that people's behaviors are suddenly going to shift. Just because you decide you want to change your life doesn't mean that your current policies or behaviors are going to make that happen. The big red flag that was flying high in the sky for me was when someone is unhappy, anxious, stressed, overworked, overwhelmed, depressed, or feeling like they have no direction in life, essentially what is happening is that they are shutting down their emotions and ability to feel because it's too painful. It is so hard for people with these emotions or experiencing life in this way to really make good, conscious decisions for themselves, let alone in business or for humanity as a whole. All of us will feel these emotions at some point, and we know how debilitating they can be. No one is immune to this experience. So let's segue to another question. Why is it that these emotions have become more common in Western society than not? I believe it's because in the Western modern world, the bottom line always comes down to money. We now live in a society that lives by the equation economics equals humanity and sustainability. Meaning, when we have enough money or the budget, we can then start looking after ourselves, our people, and the world. This equation is wrong and it doesn't work. And potentially, it's the reason for all of the chaos that we are currently experiencing, no matter where you are on the globe right now. Because this formula isn't sustainable. So what if we were to change the formula to create a new cultural shift? What if we swapped the equation around to say, humanity plus sustainability equals economics? By doing this, you'll take the focus of money being the number one prerogative in life, albeit important, it is also what gets so many of us stuck, and instead put the people first. But hang on a minute. Even then, that's not quite right, because how on earth are you supposed to be able to look after others if you're not looking after yourself? What it really is that humanity starts with you. You looking at you. You being responsible for how you feel. You being responsible for your actions. You being responsible for your well-being. It's no one else's fault why you are in the situation you are in. You have to trust yourself that now is the time that you need to put your humanity first before economics. If every person on this planet was to put their own emotional, mental, and physical well-being way up high before the importance of money and economics, this world would be such a different place. For the first time ever in our human history, more people have less faith in leadership than ever before, be that in our political, business, spiritual, or medical arenas. What if this lack of faith is a sign that it's time to reignite with the faith you have within yourself? To stop looking to the outside world for all the answers and instead looking deep down within yourself where you will in fact find the right answers. The best thing you can do for our collective humanity is to take responsibility for your own humanity. Put yourself first and know yourself so well. It's time to stop glorifying the notion of being busy. Our Western business culture needs to change. It's time to acknowledge your addictions. It's time to stop overloading yourself with to-do lists. It's time to stop ignoring your emotions and well-being. Instead, it's time to wake up and listen to them. The Western world needs healthy, emotional, inspired action, not robotic action from people fueled by fear and greed. Learning about your chakra system will help you become a leader of inspired action. Your chakra system will guide you and provide a blueprint that will help you to connect the dots and see what needs to shift inside of you to then rebuild your faith, self-esteem, and courage to simply be yourself. Because we need you. The world really needs you. While you work through this course, keep an open mind and be willing to explore. You don't have to sell everything and give any of your money away. Not at all. That's not what I'm saying. In fact, please keep it. Learn how to manage your money well, as money is important and we need it. But know that your humanity and how you operate is worth so much more than money. Be willing to ask yourself lots of questions and be patient with the process. The teacher will appear when the student is ready. And you are here now, so let's begin. Peace in the world comes from peace within yourself.